The concerns brought to the Winnipeg meeting focused on how First Nations rights were being challenged by the push by Ottawa to have major projects moved forward. Many chiefs are angry that the new law, Bill C-5, was pushed through with only 7 days to review and comment on it. Cindy Woodhouse-Nepinak is the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations.
The way the act was introduced has caused concern for many chiefs. This assembly is an opportunity for chiefs to deliberate and to provide direction moving forward.
But 2 days into the gathering, the chiefs voted down a pitch to include First Nations infrastructure ventures in the government's national plan to fast-track major projects like pipelines and mining of precious metals. The resolutions didn't get the needed 60% support. Some said passing the resolution would have been supporting the federal legislation and could have put their rights in jeopardy. The vice chief of the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations said major project discussions must include Indigenous people because these decisions affect treaty rights by impacting their ability to exercise rights to hunt, fish, trap, and pass on their way of life. More than 600 chiefs from across the country attended the meeting. Other issues on the table included talks on child welfare reform, native policing, health care, the drug crisis, and the lack of proper housing on reserves. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.